Howdy, neighbors. Rod Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Joining us, Christina Butts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Christina after this. It's the 51st annual production sale of the Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 spring-bred Angus and Hereford females. EPD information on the cattle. This is Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Going to be a dandy once again this year. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-837-5532. Messner Ranch, 51st annual production sale, Saturday, February 4th at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Back in July of 2011, the Humane Society of the U.S., or HSUS, and the United Egg Producers reached an unprecedented agreement to seek federal legislation mandating egg production practices in these United States. At that time, several livestock-oriented groups raised some red flags, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Now that the federal legislation that was talked about in that deal has been dropped into the hopper, Christina Butts with the NCBA's Washington, D.C. office says that this legislation that's been introduced by Congressman Kurt Schrader of Oregon to implement the agreement could set a dangerous precedent to allow Uncle Sam to mandate on-farm production practices.
Well, you're absolutely right. NCBA did raise concerns back in July of last year as to the agreement that was reached between the Humane Society of the United States and the United Egg Producers that would set federal production practices and put them in federal statute. Just yesterday, Congressman Kurt Schrader, as you said, did introduce legislation that would actually codify this agreement reached between these two associations. NCBA and our membership is strongly opposed to this legislation, and we will do everything that we can to educate all members of Congress about the precedent that this sets, that putting production practices in federal statute is bad public policy.
Perhaps the best thing about this particular measure introduced this week in the House of Representatives, it goes to Frank Lucas's committee.
Well, the legislation has just been introduced, and it's going to be referred to the House Agricultural Committee. So really the next steps for NCBA is working with our broader coalition, who also opposes this legislation, reaching out to members of Congress to educate them on what this agreement truly means for everyone involved in agriculture, not just the egg producers, and then to also make sure that we're engaging our grassroots producers to let them know truly who this group is. HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, is not a friend of animal agriculture. They do not eat meat. They do not have the same common interests as our producers. So we're going to do all we can in Washington, D.C. to make sure our voices and the voices of our membership are heard strongly.
NCBA's Christina Butts also weighing in on this legislation that's been dropped into the hopper this week. American Farm Bureau expressing concerns. Their president, Bob Stallman, in a statement says this bill would result in mandated animal care standards based largely on the political goals of an animal rights group that seeks to eventually shut down animal agriculture by government mandate. The bill ignores the science supporting the consensus among mainstream agricultural veterinarians, animal scientists, and livestock producers. He goes on to say, we see this legislation as an attempt by a radical animal rights group to legitimize a policy package that will undoubtedly be used to bully other livestock producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.